You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episode, folks, where everything good in life is worth discussing. You're with us today, our host. I'm good old boy Barger, and with me is good old boy Mike on the ones and twos.
I have an exit strategy.
Yeah, I've seen it. And good old boy Rich.
Hey, just glad to be here, coach.
And good old boy Benjamin.
Don't push the red button.
How we doing today, fellas?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the red button.
Oh, man. How are we feeling today, boys? We good?
Yeah, so I'm just as good looking as I was last time you saw me.
That checks out. Checks out.
Yeah. And I'm just as humble.
That also checks out. Well, folks, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before those great reruns of Golden Girls. And just after, where are they now?
My teeth again.
Where are they now? As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments is all about cigars and, well, anything that smokes. Well, one day. As for today's segment, drumroll please. We're going to hang with Crux Cigars today. So strap on and hang in tight while we navigate these cigars they sent to us and a couple we picked up along the way.
There's that town in Canada that says, please do not use the word strap on. So I'm here to...
We'll just have to mute that in post. That's fine.
We'll fix it in post.
That's fine.
Great.
So we're going to have a fun day today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from everywhere you can get a podcast. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool without our helmets, let us remember, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episode, where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds and Smoke Cigar 101, and that episode should pop right up on the link below.
Yee-haw!
Good old boy Rich gets the honors of giving our smokes rating today.
That would be me.
Take it away.
All right. We'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, this sucked even before it was lit. 2, at least I lit it. 3, I'd smoke this again. 4, how much do you want for 'em? 5, where are they? I need a box.
So Crux provided us with some cigars in their line, and I actually picked up 2 different cigars along the way. So it's going to be a fun little show to you. Today, the first cigar we're going to go over is their Bull and Bear Robusto. So all of the little quirks of these cigars we pulled straight off their website. So if you guys have anything to add to that, please let us know in the comments. So the Bull and Bear Robusto, curated for those that understand hard work and rewards, are not mutually exclusive. The defiant ones that never rest on their laurels and work to continually improve themselves. This is raw horsepower of flavor. With a smoky pull and an authentic experience, it's confusing there.
Wow,
it's a lifetime of
really
wisdom.
Really big words. Right?
Really big words. It's a lifetime of wisdom we've wrapped up in a cigar.
4.5 great.
Yeah, I know.
Did you
Did you get fifth grade? You know, those two-syllable words.
Do you call just, like 4.5? Yeah, is that how far you got?
Yeah, my GPA.
Get to the big seven-letter words.
Yeah, I read good.
Yeah, conjunctions are tough.
I'm a good reader.
They took two words, big words.
Yeah.
They're really big words.
Uh-huh.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Is a good reader or a gooder reader?
It's a gooder. It's a gooder. So the filler is Nicaraguan, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the wrapper is a Nicaraguan Habano from Jalapa. So tell me what you guys thought about this cigar.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned horsepower. This is horsepower I heard.
Oh, yeah. Big, bold horsepower.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a common way I'm going to describe quite a bit of these. It was just a lot of wood up front, something that, you know, was kind of overtly sweet in the middle. You know, I thought the wood kind of subsided in the, you know, in the mid part of it. But it had this kind of pleasant, sweet, you know, cedar finish off of it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of in the middle of the pack, you know, for me. But did I mention there was lots of wood? There was lots of wood.
Was there wood in that?
There's just a little bit.
I just didn't notice that. You know. How about you guys?
Hang on. There's a tree falling.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
That was the back half of that cigar.
The tree falls in the wood. Does it make a sound?
This is the back half of the bull and the bear. I mean, it was just the bear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I got a bit of a tangy, like metallic flavor out of mine.
Have you been checked for lead poisoning?
Yes. Yes. No, it was.
Are you still eating lead paint?
It was right.
In the last 48 hours, Rich.
I noticed you have an aluminum toothpick in your mouth.
Yes,
today.
Well, maybe
he's turning blue a little bit.
That kind of like stares over there while you looking over here. I don't know about that.
Every time I turn the microwave on, I lose my memory for about half an hour.
You know, that's what happens when you drink too much sweet tea.
Well, right. You know, it's funny you say that because I did pair this with a half sweet, half unsweet tea.
Where's your problem?
Don't tell me you're that guy, Rich.
I'm that guy.
Oh, I knew it.
I'm a half and half, yeah.
That may have been something to do with
it. It's too sweet.
Not too sweet on my teeth.
I got to tone it down.
Cool. Rich, we can smoke these anytime since you've already figured out the perfect pairing.
There you go.
Plus, it will offend the two of them, and they will just leave us alone.
I'll bring the chainsaw. It's good.
Wait a second here. Mr. North chainsaw
break
again.
That one in, yeah.
That's right.
What about you, Benjamin? What do you think?
I mean, this was my, so I've been smoking Crux for a couple of years now. One of our good friends at one of our favorite local tobacconists turned me on to this cigar brand.
It wasn't old Nader Salad.
No, I mean, it was
it?
Jordan.
Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
And I think it was like maybe they had first picked him up or got a new shipment in or something, but he was like, man, I'm really into these right now.
Yeah.
Which is something I lean into, you know, anytime I'm checking out a humidor.
Yeah. Trust the palate of the employee.
No, 100%. And this Bull and Bear, though it is woody, that bit of sweetness for me does calm it down enough.
Yeah,
this is a great after dinner option,
like an aperitif,
digestif. But
yeah,
just dessert, right? But all the way, right? This isn't a dainty little, you know,
oh no,
raspberry tart.
No,
right?
I'm sorry. Did I mention it was a little woody?
Yeah,
it was a little woody.
So I kind of got that that heavy woody body with the little hints of that dark chocolate.
100% dark chocolate. The tasting notes that they put out says black pepper, and I didn't
get that either.
No
then.
Real spice for me on this thing.
Negative.
This is
wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But I do definitely identify with Rich's comments about the metallic,
half and half?
Right? No.
I thought I was going to say,
all
I
the
agree
way.
With your choice of half and
no,
half.
Yeah. Too,
so. I was getting ready to celebrate that.
Either do or don't, you know? Yeah. And so that metallic, it's, and for me, I feel like I consistently pick it up with Nicaraguan Puros. Some of them have that, like, minerality, that little bit of,
that
like,
soil.
Flinty stone that you get from the soil where they're grown.
A little slag in there. On. Yeah.
Sometimes it's overwhelming. This was just enough for me. I like this cigar.
Yeah, I liked it as well. So let's, what are we giving it a rating here? So we're going to go with fours. It was half and half.
Magnificent.
It was half and half.
Son of a...
We rounded up.
Can't believe it.
All right, so Ben's going to give us the Crux Epicure Robusto. Let's talk about that.
unofficially dubbed the Steve McQueen of cigars.
Steve McQueen.
This is the crown jewel in the brand. Specifically designed for someone that understands indulgence isn't a bad thing. Epicure is a true testament to the hard work you put in. With a creamy flow and a clean caramel finish, it invokes and brings together the five senses, making for a legendary blend. Just don't call it a comeback.
Mm.
We've been here for years.
We've been here before.
Filler Nicaraguan, binder Nicaraguan, wrapper Ecuadorian, Connecticut. Thoughts?
That Ecuadorian Connecticut really brings out that Nicaraguan soil for me. Like, it really pulls out that earthy, nutty, kind of just full-around good body vibe. You know what I mean?
So it definitely pulls it into a more nutty, walnut, yeah, skin on, right, experience for me. This isn't... It really tones it down and turns it into something that I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
Anything that kind of takes that terroir-driven flavor profile and kind of turns it into, you know, even something that I enjoy, like, locally. Like, it was black walnuts. It was the overriding flavor profile for me on this.
Sure.
And I thought it was super delicious.
I think
that oiliness to it.
Oh, man. I think if they did this in a Lancero, bro.
What if they did it in a...
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit... You said Lancero. That's just a, you know, that's just a natural gesture I have.
But the petite Lancero is where it's at.
Yeah.
Definitely not that.
No, Mike hates those.
I'll give that two buzzers just because you said...
Mike's a 6x70 guy, in case you guys are wondering. He really enjoys those large cigars.
Is that 1.5 or two hands?
Okay.
Mike, what'd you think about it?
Well, you know, the thing I'm sitting here wondering is that is correct. That is exactly right. Yes, that is a very common theme that I'm thinking of. Exactly, why am I sitting here? All right, so it was the thing I was thinking about was every time they use the word Steve McQueen, he collect like royalty rights? I mean, do they have to like call and license, you know, to use his name in the, you know, in the marketing copy,
or he gets part of the clicks,
like, yeah,
if they click on that,
right, you know, like, or
oh,
do you,
Steve McQueen was there,
or every time you fire up, you know, an Epicure, that you have to say the word, oh, this tastes like Steve McQueen.
Yeah. what is Steve McQueen exactly?
I think like gym socks and Porsches,
yeah,
maybe mixed together, like you left your socks in the Porsche floorboard, and yeah, who knows? Well, we're gonna take a break. We'll come right back with that review.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And welcome back to the show. I'm so glad that you got to listen to those ads. Please buy whatever they were suggesting.
Spend lots and lots of money.
It was an ED commercial.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of money. It really helps. It really helps. So we're talking about the Crux Epicure Robusto.
So we're just discussing getting screwed. So you know, out of some royalties.
So I
wonder, you know, when people are using that in marketing copy. I mean, is there like a dime or a quarter that slides over, you know, to his estate? I don't know.
Or if they're okay with just like a nod.
I will talk first about the cigar, but after we're done here, we seriously have to have a good discussion about, you know, sweet tea.
We will talk about this sweet tea.
So for Epicure, here are my tasting notes for the Crux Epicure. I wrote down a full flavor, smoked black pepper, more deep wood flavor. The size of the rick associated with this was 20 feet tall. It was I'm sorry, did I mention that it was a lot of wood? Because it's... It was a lot of wood.
That's a lot of wood.
So, you know, it actually turned a bit quick prior to the band for me. In the flight we had here from Crux, this wasn't particularly one of my favorites. So,
Rich?
I really like this one. You know, we talked about how before off air, we talked about how it was kind of consistent all the way through. Yeah. But it, to me, it had that spice that really made it interesting.
So
that allowed me to smoke it all the way down. I did pick up a little bit of maybe dark cherry.
Mm.
It's kind of what I
tasted. Mean like a lot of wood?
And then a lot of wood.
Is that what you're trying to say there, Rich?
Mike's on this wood kick today. But I guess he's going to be a lumberjack.
Yeah, almost like it's his surname.
Yeah.
But I did
Mike
feel
Woods.
Like...
Because,
did I tell you about the first cigar? It had a little bit of wood. This one had a lot of wood.
A lot of wood.
Okay. So,
all right. Yeah. So listen, when you just, Rich, you just pinged on a very good topic that I want to dive in a little bit here.
Oh.
Consistency.
Yeah.
I will say that out of all five of the cigars that we smoked,
they all had a lot of wood.
Well, I will say they were consistent.
Yeah.
The burns were consistent. The ash was great.
That's true. I did not run into any construction
problems. No construction issues whatsoever.
I had great burn lines all the way through.
And
through.
The flavor, there was a couple of them. The flavor was kind of consistent
Thank
through.
Thank you
but
very much.
On these couple, like this Epicure, where it changed halfway through, I really enjoyed that as well.
Yeah. I don't think consistency is a bad thing necessarily. If it's a good,
I think it's a great
good
thing.
Flavor. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes.
Well, if you consistently have everything that tastes like wood, then, you know, I mean, I don't know that that's really kind of a. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say consistently wood? Because that's what I heard. That's
we're
going to
take
button.
That thing away from him.
That's right.
And on the next episode, we tie Mike to the chair.
That's right.
Again.
So let's give it the...
Put up and mets on him, right?
Wait, let's give it the...
I don't think... Did Benjamin talk about
Benjamin, tell me what your thoughts are.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. So this one for me, actually my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See?
just out of the lineup, this one, even though it does have like a decent body to it, there was just like the, it says in their tasting notes, light pepper. It was maybe light stale pepper for me. Like it just wasn't.
I wrote smoked black pepper.
Yeah, it wasn't something.
It's because you were smoking it.
That I've enjoyed. You know, I don't think, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times that definitely don't let our opinions skew your opinions.
Oh,
right?
No, your palate.
Go try this.
Go try them. I encourage everyone to see, and that's one thing that, going back to the consistency, their branding.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. The white boxes with the distinct color bands. Excellent branding. Excellent branding.
Oh, yeah, that really improved the quality of the cigar.
I think for me, I mean, it improves the quality of my experience if I see the consistency throughout the branding and the consistency through the burn and the quality of the construction of the cigar. Like, I definitely will enjoy that more than having to work on a canoeing cigar that I can't keep lit.
Oh, I hate that.
You know what I'm saying?
That pisses me off.
But, I really enjoyed this one as well. I thought it was, you know, top three out of the bunch for sure.
I really felt like I could smoke this one any time of day, too. I think it was light enough for the morning, but
absolutely.
It was also rich enough for like an after dinner smoke. So
yeah, it could definitely be an anytime cigar for sure, especially the golf course. This would be a great golf course cigar in a Petite Lancero.
Ooh. So golf course cigars.
What are you doing on the golf course, by the way?
Usually
smoking cigars.
Walking cigars, walking through the weeds looking for my ball.
Looking for the drink card.
Right. Marco! I got one of those air tags on my ball, you know, that you can find it.
It's pretty much a portable Top Golf.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, for sure. So what are we going to rate this one, guys? Oh, see, that's a 50-50 split. Yeah. We're going to go with a 3.
Make it a 3.
Well, You know, so I wanted to talk about this whole sweet tea thing. I mean, Rich, this is an important topic as a, you know, a true Southerner.
Do we have crickets that we can play?
No, this is not, you know. So I can play the tree falling a little more.
No, I'm done with the tree, but this is definitely the... You know? This drink choice is definitely the Catalina wine mixer of drinks here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little about it. Yeah.
Well, so... Where did you get your?
You're so sweaty. Yeah, cops?
So we got this at where did I say it?
Loveless.
The Loveless Cafe. Yeah. So it was a half and half. It wasn't the full sweet. It was half sweet, half unsweet, which I felt.
But it's still a gallon of sugar for 2 ounces of tea.
That's the proper ratio.
And yeah, what, and, right.
You
and
cannot
that's a bad thing because
you cannot get any more diabetes Southern than walking into the Loveless Cafe.
That's right.
And ordering a half and half sweet
yes,
tea.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, when you walk in, they go, "How y'all doing, sweetie? Would you like something to drink
yes,
today?"
And to be clear, we're talking about iced tea here.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they give it to you while you wait. It's free, complimentary yes. at the door.
I know
yeah,
everybody like, in the UK.
Go to sweet
is
tea
just,
and
you know,
ask.
Okay, so.
Just,
Split base your rums for cocktails, not your tea.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Commit here, boys.
No. Come on.
Right? There's a reason that there's sweet tea and there's unsweet tea, right? And that's yeah. because they're meant to be singular experiences.
Do you know who keeps track of where, you know, you have to serve sweet tea and where you have to serve unsweet tea? Do you know?
No.
Is it next to the dialysis clinic?
It is Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay.
Yes.
That is
Cracker Barrel
enough.
Keeps track of exactly where the line exists where you have to serve sweet tea or unsweet tea.
Oh.
That is correct, yes. So there's this one person at Cracker Barrel. That's their only
that's their
job.
Only
that's
job.
Their only yeah. job. That is exactly
that's
right.
Their
yes.
That's the analytics job you need right there.
There you go. What do you do here at Cracker Barrel?
Senior correspondent of sweet tea.
I'm the sweet tea arbitrator.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I'm a sweet tea expert.
Here you go. Yeah, but, I mean, seriously, when you go through a drive-thru in the South and they ask, and you're ordering iced tea, sometimes they'll even ask you, you want that full or half and half?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like,
where
oh my
are these
God,
places? Do this?
I have no idea.
All over.
They do it
everywhere.
Mrs. Winters, they do it there. Yes.
Where was
the
Mrs.
Last
Winters
time
here?
Mrs. Winters. Hold on.
You point out at Mrs. Winters, and I'll succeed this conversation.
Popeyes. They'll do it at Hardee's. Yeah. They do it at Popeyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Where have you been? Where's your Southern card? I'm going to revoke that bad boy. So.
Hey, and my grandmother made the best sweet tea.
Did you split it?
No, I didn't have to.
All right, then.
I didn't have to.
Because it was good the way it is.
That's
sweet.
Because
she didn't dump a ton of sugar in it.
She did well.
Right.
Oh, so what you're saying is the Loveless Cafe doesn't know how to make sweet tea.
No, well, they know how to make sweet tea.
Can we go on record saying that?
That's what I heard.
Excuse me,
I'm
attention,
sorry,
Loveless
I can
Cafe.
Feel the lawsuit coming my way as you're saying those words, yeah. because that is not true.
Loveless Cafe cannot
Look,
make sweet
tea. They take
tea.
Three lard biscuits, and they drop it in, and they stir clockwise.
Amen.
You should know these things.
I will say those biscuits are pretty bomb. Yeah. We talk about biscuits all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll fat kid it up with some biscuits.
Of all the flavors of jam,
who's got the best biscuit?
What's the best flavor jam at Loveless? Here we go. This is going to divide us right here.
See, I'm a strawberry guy.
Yeah. I like the strawberry.
That's when you're a 5-year-old kid. Are you kidding me?
I'm required by law because I'm a ginger. I am required by law to eat a certain amount of red food.
Okay.
I have to. And so strawberry jam is my thing.
Do you have to journal it? Do you have to keep track of it?
Dude, did you not get the memo?
I didn't get the memo.
See, that's the brown in you coming
out. I keep tabs of things and my freckles. I go, you know, grape one, peach one, strawberry one.
No, you have to color them in with the different colors?
No, the best flavor is peach. Absolutely.
Really?
Loveless. Hands down, yes.
It's seasonal
for me,
though.
I think you're not going to go wrong with any of the flavors.
My wife is she loves the blackberry for sure. She's a blackberry jam gal. How about it, Benjamin?
Now
strawberry
my entire life.
Gosh.
All day. This is a nostalgic thing for me though.
Yeah. Rich, are you feeling setting in here? Because I do. Because it's game on.
My mother makes strawberry freezer jam every spring.
A gallon of that.
It's a whole thing.
I'm going to put half an empty in your car every day this week. You're going to get in there and go, "What's this?" And you take one sip and you go, "Wow, this is really good, man."
There's no way. It's not. I would be like, "This is half and half." So,
all right.
somebody forgot to finish this beverage.
So, listeners, reach out to us. I really want to hear whether you enjoy sweet tea, unsweetened tea, or half and half. If you are married to someone that likes iced tea, do you guys get along? Can you order the exact same style of iced tea? You know, I think these are important things that we need to know.
I think we should just circle this back to the cigars here.
Oh, yeah. This is a cigar show. I forgot.
Wait, yes. We're just in the Sweet Tea 101 here. Okay. But that's another episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Well, it's an important topic. So
search for it.
Ask Alexa to search for that.
Rich, you and I are right.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
All right. So,
nothing wrong with the good sweet tea.
All right. So we ranked that Epicure Robusto a 3, and we're going to go on to the... to the Epicure Habano Robusto, and Rich is going to tell us about that.
This is a remarkably crisp, wouldn't even begin to do Epicure Habano justice. And coming from a distinguished family lineage with a name like Epicure, you know it can hold its own. Its medium blend proudly put its mix of walnut and espresso on a full display in a smooth finish. Epicure Habano might be new to the league, but it's already on the same shelf as the veterans. The filler is Nicaraguan. The binder is Nicaraguan. The wrapper is, surprise, Nicaraguan Habano. And what are your thoughts on this one, guys?
Well, I want to hear Mouth of the South over here first. So, Mike, take it away.
Well, so the thing that I think is funny is that I actually transposed the Habano and the Connecticut. So those previous tasting notes that I were actually for the
he probably cut them in half and tried to fuse them back together.
I think he got his unsweet with his sweet.
That's exactly
is that what happened?
Right.
Yeah.
What I find funny is I rated them both exactly the same. So would you like to know what I thought of the other one?
No. Let's just move on to Rich. Rich, what'd you think about that?
Well, so this one had the
smoked black pepper. You had your time, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You had your time.
I'm sorry. It had
the council yields.
All you need to know is this. Because it had lots of wood. That's all that you need to know.
Awesome.
So, now, the size of this Rick was about 17 feet. So that's really what was different with this Epicure, as opposed to the other one.
That's awesome. I did. You know, I did have Woody in my tasting notes, by the way. How about that?
He said the magical word again. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is this Pee Wee's Playhouse? We hear wood. And that's,
Absolutely, yes.
But I did find it smooth. I tasted a little vanilla, creamy. But it did give into a little bit of spiciness throughout, medium body. I did find it a little underwhelming, to be honest.
Yes. a little underwhelming.
A little underwhelming.
You know, I really had higher hopes for these two today.
Oh, gosh. It looks like we've got
to... I just need to lower my expectations.
We're going to have the sidebar with these fellas. So I feel like this Epicure is like kind of their baseline.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're kind of just changing out the wrapper shades a little
flavors.
Bit. Probably.
Yeah.
The Habano wrapper on this turns this thing up all the way for me, dude.
I thought so as well.
This is what pepper's supposed to be for me in a cigar.
A little bit of that white pepper.
100%. Yeah. Cocoa, fresh. Cracked black walnuts.
Yeah. Love it.
This is my favorite of all of the ones that we smoked.
This was my number two.
Okay.
But I'll say that out of this cigar, I could smoke this cigar anytime in any size.
I will be keeping a handful of these in my humidor.
Absolutely.
At all times.
Absolutely. And we'll take whatever they want to send us too. Now listen. I really enjoyed this cigar. I got the woods out of it.
Hang on a second. You mentioned the word wood. I'm just,
Sir, we apologize for all these outbursts on our show today. We just
you could turn this episode into a drinking game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I as we know, if you listen to our episodes, I'm a fan of Habanos. I really like them, and Mike's not really a fan of Habanos.
No. Don't
it's
lay that
stated,
on me.
Everyone go back and listen to all the things that Mike
you
said.
You put that evil
there
on me,
are
Ricky
two
Habanos.
Somebody can put a list together and email it to me.
There's at least four Habanos that I like on the planet, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And We're just not going to go there today. I actually really, like I said, I really enjoyed the stick. And, you know, I definitely see what you're saying about they're taking the Nicaraguan Puro base and they're putting the different wrappers on it. But that, I think that that complements the Nicaraguan Puro in it. And I think that each new wrapper they put on is opens up that whole different level of complexity out of that Puro binder and filler.
And I think that's a fun point to have. With-